FM Voice News, your global link.
MQHZ welcomes 250 million Kwacha government investment in drug rehabilitation center. Government urged to provide free health schemes for voluntary and retired healthcare workers. And South African court blocks Total Energy's offshore oil exploration permit. With the main news, I'm Chimba Chiloba. The Medical for Quality Healthcare in Zambia, MQHZ, has welcomed government's decision to invest 250 million kwacha in a national drug rehabilitation and skills development center in Lusaka, describing it as a vital step towards tackling drug dependency in the country. Association Director General Queen Smwabu said the center will provide comprehensive services, including medical care, psychological support, education, vocational training, and social reintegration. Dr. Mwabu noted that the facility will address the physical, emotional, and social needs of individuals struggling with addiction. Speaking in an interview with RTV News in Lusaka, Dr. Mwabu urged government to replicate such centers in other provinces, especially in remote areas, to curb the rising challenge of substance abuse nationwide. There is need to provide a robust monitoring and evaluation framework that will be crucial in tracking progress, identifying areas for improvement, and informing decision-making, said Dr. Mwabu. He added that expanding such facilities would improve access to critical services for people in undeserved communities, help reduce disparities in healthcare, and ensure tailored support for diverse populations. Mr. Mwabu also emphasized the need for sustained funding, community engagement, and partnerships with local organizations and stakeholders to ensure the success and sustainability of the initiative.
I think it's the welcome the government initiative to invest 250 million kwacha in national drug rehabilitation and skills development center in Lusaka, recognizing the critical need for comprehensive services to address our drug dependence in our country. This center will provide much needed medical care, psychological support, education, vocational training, and also social reintegration services, addressing the physical, emotional, and social needs of individuals struggling with addiction.
Agriculture expert Oliver Bulaya has urged the farmers to plan and prepare adequately for the 2025-2026 farming season. Dr. Bulaya says that as farmers sell their maize to the Food Reserve Agency, FRA, and get their pay, they should reserve some funds and begin to purchase farming inputs to avoid late planting in instance the inputs run out. It is important that farmers begin to buy inputs as soon as they get their pay from FRA. We have quite a number of farmers that are engaging in farming, and usually by the end of the year, we have shortfalls of inputs, say Dr. Bulaya. Meanwhile, speaking in an interview with RTV News in Lusaka, Dr. Bulaya advised the farmers under the Farmer Input Support Program, FISIP, to avoid over-dependence on government regarding the supply of farm inputs, to avoid blame games in an event government fails to deliver on time. Dr. Bulaya stated that farmers having their own inputs will help cushion the impact of delays in acquiring inputs, which in most circumstances have led to late planting.
Important this time around when they sell that they plan to ensure that some money set aside to buy, you know, these important prerequisites, you know, to start with also for the new year. This also goes to farmers that are under FISIP. It is not good to depend entirely on the government. There are some challenges that occur in terms of FISIP management. So when farmers have their own inputs to start with, I think it will be able to help cushion the impact of delays in acquiring, you know, such important inputs.
The director of Adulam Therapy and Wellness Center under the Zambia Mental Health Community, Matia Ndengi, has called on the Ministry of Health to establish a free mental health scheme specifically for voluntary and retired health workers who are not on the health insurance scheme. Dr. Ndengi emphasized that many voluntary healthcare workers lack access to insurance and mental health support, making it difficult for them to cope with the psychological toll of their work. He noted that stress and mental health challenges are common among these workers due to the demanding nature of their roles. Speaking during RTV's Community Forum program today under the theme Mental Health and Suicide Prevention, Dr. Ndengi highlighted the need for mental health services tailored for doctors, nurses, and other healthcare workers, pointing out that they are human like everyone else and face personal struggles. He urged the government to address the needs of healthcare personnel to prevent them from becoming overwhelmed while caring for others. If the Ministry of Health can prioritize the well-being of healthcare workers, especially those serving voluntarily, we can reduce the burden they carry and ensure they remain mentally fit to serve the nation, said Dr. Ndengi. Dr. Ndengi also advocated for insurance coverage to be extended to retired health workers, stressing that protecting their mental and physical well-being is essential to sustaining the healthcare system.
These people are offering life-giving services, so they should be prioritized. I saw something in the media quite recently where there was this doctor who was working at a hospital, and he was volunteering, and was not well, and he was not working at that particular time, but he went to the hospital seeking for help, but he wasn't assisted because he wasn't, you know, earning anything, and he didn't have money. And this is somebody who was working at the hospital. So out of compassion, another doctor saw him and said, oh, this is the doctor who was here. Let me help him out. So definitely let our health personnel be on health schemes that can help them to access services freely at their facilities.
The Lusaka City Council, LCC, has warned over 20 illegal solid waste aggregators operating in various parts of the city and under the Zesco pylons along Ring Road against causing environmental risk to residents. The council, in collaboration with the Zambia Police, also demolished the illegal makeshift structures belonging to the aggregators. LCC Public Relations Manager Chola Mwamba cautioned the aggregators against open-air burning, which can cause respiratory problems like tuberculosis, TB, to residents. Illegal trading and open-air burning of solid waste is a prosecutable offence, infringing on human rights to good quality air, said Ms. Mwamba in a statement issued to RCV News in Lusaka today. Ms. Mwamba further warned that anyone found guilty of abrogating the law will be fined or prosecuted, and illegality regarding solid waste will not be tolerated. The local authority has since appealed to residents to support the council in maintaining law and order for the well-being of all residents.
The aggregators have been cautioned against open-air burning, which can cause respiratory problems like tuberculosis. The council warns that anyone found guilty of abrogating the law will be fined or prosecuted, and illegality regarding solid waste will not be tolerated. Stringent measures will be taken against perpetrators. The local authority appeals to residents to support the council in maintaining law and order.
In African news, a setback for French energy giant Total Energies after a South African court on Wednesday blocked its offshore oil exploration project off the Cape Coast. The judge effectively annulled the environmental authorizations granted to the company and its joint venture partner, Shell, to exploit an offshore area of approximately 10,000 kilometers. He found that the government-issued approval failed to properly assess the potential socio-economic impacts of oil spills and the broader effects of climate change. Coming up shortly, Ukraine president set to meet Trump on Monday after no breakthrough in U.S.-Russia talks. This and more, stay tuned.
HIV and AIDS has reached all corners of whom Zambia and Africa have been affected. When HIV and AIDS comes like it has, all suffer. Everybody should act to stop the spread of HIV and AIDS.
War against HIV and AIDS. Everybody should act.
Red Crescent Voice News, your global link.
And now the rest of the news. Talks between the U.S. President and Russian President Vladimir Putin concluded without an agreement on ending the war in Ukraine, despite being widely anticipated as a possible turning point. During the meeting, Putin supported Donald Trump's long-standing claim that the invasion of Ukraine would not have happened if he were in office. Although no deal was reached, Trump expressed optimism about the path ahead. Ukrainian President Volodymyr an hour following the Alaska peace talks. He is now expected to travel to Washington for a meeting with Trump on Monday as negotiations continue. That's the news to date.